This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So, just as I was mentioning here, it's the article up at Huffington Post, written by Leslie Kane, and it's fascinating here because she says the video is amazing. And she wrote, maybe it would be of interest to your forum, of course it is, but it's also possible here that we might get a guest from Chile to tell us more about this case.
Yeah, that'd be good.
I'm going to put it up in the forums in the next couple of days, and we'll work on something probably for later this month. We have to coordinate work schedules and everything.
Right.
But this will be interesting.
So, Gene,
yeah.
I just want to ask you, where specifically in Chile did this take place?
I just got the link from Leslie, and I'm looking right now. It was flying north along the coast west of Santiago on November 11th, 2014.
You know, it's interesting that you bring that up. We, here in Utah, we have the Great Salt Lake, and some of the mineral and rare earth content is very similar to the Atacama region in Chile. And my husband is a chemical engineer, and his father was one of the world's foremost sought-after lithium engineers, and he would go to Chile and into these remote parts in the Atacama desert where they were processing lithium, and it was interesting to hear little bits and pieces of stories from people that were working out there about the UFO sightings.
Yeah, I guess if you're going to mine anything, lithium would be a pleasant sort of substance to mine. You know, just make sure you catch most of it with the respirator.
Yeah, right. But I always think that's so interesting to me. I've been trying to figure out why these objects are appearing in specific areas. And I really feel, Chris, and I think you do too, that they're utilizing something for energy. They're utilizing our resources.
Right.
And now, I understand here, lithium, not dilithium.
Lithium.
Well, or it could be quadrilithium. There's a lithium hot springs in the San Luis Valley where back in 1991, we had a number of landings out right at the place where the 140-degree water comes out of the earth. There were landings of a craft out there, which is one of the first cases that I heard about that I actually kind of went and checked out. So I always found that interesting, that it's a lithium hot spring.
It is interesting.
Yeah.
Huh.
We'd always have to, you know, flip to see who would drive, because nobody liked to drive after we'd soak in there. Because the drive home, you know, you really had to have your wits about you, because it was a very overly relaxing, shall we say, after about, I could only do about a half hour, really, myself. Other people could, you know, be in there all day and then kind of walk around in La La Land for a while.
This is before you suffered your illness at the reservation?
This is 20 years ago, back in Colorado.
Would it have a curative effect?
Yeah, very much so.
Well, you've got your assignment next time you get back there.
Yeah, the only problem.
Let's dunk Chris.
You're suffering about 8,000 something feet. It's way up there.
Oh, it's out of my league. I'm not going way up anywhere.
Yeah, it's 50% higher than Denver.
I haven't even been to Denver, folks.
You haven't?
No.
Wow. That airport, just going to the airport in and of itself is a trip. So,
I just shudder to think about DIA.
An interesting one, for sure.
Yeah.
But, Chris, I just, you know, I'm sorry to just kind of jump in here, but for me, talking about these correlations in different areas is so intriguing. And when you were researching all of this, I mean, you were seeing the nocturnal lights, the lower level orbs, spheres of lights. You were getting lots of reports on those. And did you feel that they were in specific places? Were there fault lines? Were there mines, abandoned mines? What was
all the above. And the thing that would always be the sort of a presage event would be these things I call the cheap fireworks, like giant bottle rockets, completely silent. And you'd see them. I had them as close as maybe 200 feet away. And they just come out of nowhere. They're just all of a sudden, it's like this arc of light. I've seen them at a lower elevation than me, light up the tops of the trees below me. I was up about 500 feet above the valley floor, and the phenomenon flashed over the trees, which were probably 200 feet below me. I've seen them with a uniform overcast sky, and they were obviously below the clouds. And then you'd see these things like on one or two nights, and then we'd all of a sudden have a flurry of other types of reports, more structured craft type things or lights that seem to be operating coherently or with, to intelligent movement. And then at the end of a kind of a mini flap, we'd have these cheap fireworks, and then everything would slow down and stop.
And that's interesting to me, because I've actually seen the bottle rocket type things on three different occasions, and I've reached out to different researchers to figure out their thoughts on this, and a lot of researchers aren't even familiar with that.
Right, yeah. That's the most common thing that I saw. I saw that several dozen times, 30, 40 times probably. I saw that exact phenomenon. Like I said, within 100 feet of me, one guy called up and he said, I don't know exactly what I'm reporting, but the only way I could put it is I think I just saw Tinkerbell crash.
Oh, I like that.
He reported Tinkerbell crashing right in front of him.
Was there anything else that happened? I noticed when I had one sighting in particular that was fairly close to me, that it became incredibly cold. I mean, it went from a moderate temperature to freezing, and that was quite interesting.
Just before you continue, I want to ask you a quick question about that, Erica. Okay, was it the perceived temperature or the actual temperature as maybe measured?
That's a great question, the perceived temperature.
Okay, so maybe it was something emotional as opposed to a physical effect?
You know, it very well could have been, but to me, I mean, there are very few instances in my life where I felt that. To me, it was just this drastic drop in temperature. It was very odd. So I don't know if that was, to me, that's not necessarily an emotional response that I've ever had when viewing strange things. But I think it was something around me. So.
Were you outdoors?
Yes.
Okay.
And the temperature again was what?
The temperature was, it was probably in the 70s. And it got cold enough that I was chilled, and it was drastic. But again, it was just my own perception.
We have some drastic messages for you. We have to break for. How's that for a segue? Erica Lutz, Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, I want to tell you about my favorite graphics app. It's the award-winning Graphic Converter. You know, Graphic Converter is the universal genius for photo editing on your Mac. Join over 1.5 million loyal users for this Swiss Army knife photo editing app. It gives you all you expect from a top-flight image editing app with tons of features, and most important, it's easy to use. It's also far less expensive than that other app that you can only get by subscription. You know the one I'm talking about. What's more, you can get 20% off with your order right now. So write this down to learn about Graphic Converter. Go to www.lemkesoft.de/gene. Let me spell that. www.lemkesoft.de/gene.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping, and it's been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited, and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Okay, Erica Lukes, becoming one of our top The Paracast Stinger Makers. It's a new category where you put it on a plaque or something with Gene and Chris. Let's continue. So you felt a chill.
Yeah. It was an interesting experience because I was, you know, I most nights I'll go out on my deck and I'll look across the valley and I can see aircraft coming in and leaving because the flight corridor runs right down the middle of the valley. And I could see, in this specific instance, I could see a light on the opposite side of the valley on the mountain. And it was interesting to me because I try to every night, like, okay, this is where the lights are. This is da-da-da. Just put things in to perspective and draw out diagrams. And this kind of caught my eye. And it was very interesting to me because I just had this thought in my head, okay, that's great. If that's really anything anomalous, then I want to see another something else above this. And within 30 seconds, this bottle rocket came into my vision, and it was fairly close, about 30 feet away, and then just disappeared, and it was no sound. And of course, my first thought is, okay, who's lighting off fireworks? I mean, it was such a strange thing to see that close up. But then just to have, to my perception, the temperature dropping so drastically, it was a very bizarre circumstance.
Was that in the Uintas? Where exactly did that occur?
You know, I'm in the Salt Lake Valley, so I am on the east side.
Okay. Yeah, there are a lot of large faulting areas all around there.
Yes.
And it's also the remnants, the last vestiges of the Great Inland Sea that used to cover the whole state of Utah and is now, of course, above water on the Colorado Plateau. But there are some very interesting geophysical properties all throughout, especially the central and southern parts of the state. And I'm sure fielding reports with MUFON for as long as you did. I'm sure you zeroed in on a few areas yourself. You mentioned being on with George Knapp and talking about apparent new ownership, I guess, up at the formerly known as the Sherman Ranch or the Skinwalker Ranch.
Yes.
So we have new owners. Have you been able to determine who these people are, some media company or something?
You know, I have not been able to determine that. Adamantium is the name of the company. And other than that, nobody knows anything about them. And it sounds to me like the new owner has no desire to disclose that information. So,
okay.
It'll be curious to see how things play out. And I think it's also interesting that George was mentioning that the activity is increasing again. And, you know, so who knows what's happening? But I think I'm about ready for a little road trip again. Get up there and see what's going on.
Yeah, you're not that far away.
No, I'm a couple hours away.
Right.
I had a message from a friend of mine up there, and he said that this was about five nights ago that he was seeing something strange that he videotaped, and I'll have to get a hold of the videotapes, some anomalous lights, so we'll see what's going on.
Yeah. Having tramped around that area on a number of occasions, all I can do is wish you good hunting.
Well, thank you. And I'm going to stop by and get a jug of holy water and some sage. And that place is just, it's so interesting because of the negativity, I think, that you hear about in the area.
Yeah.
And you've got the cattle mutilations and the strange creatures. And it really is one of those places that's just incredibly unusual.
Well, you know, having been pulled in before the media got a hold of it and saw it in its more pristine sort of way, I think, for lack of a better descriptive term, it's definitely a lot of interesting stuff has gone on there and probably always has gone on there. And it's not only there at that particular ranch site. It's all throughout that area. And I think there's areas to the south from there that are probably way more active than, you know, that area around the Fort Duchesne location. Again, it's almost like a red herring. It's like, you know, keep everybody's attention focused there when the real stuff is going on nearby. But, you know, out of sight, out of mind. So,
yeah. Yeah, it's a trip. And I love just collecting different stories from people. And yeah. I was fortunate enough to have somebody give me some case reports that he had investigated back with Junior Hicks.
Right.
You know, yeah. And so that it's very cool to see all of the great work that people like Junior did. It's so important.
Right.
And I hope that at some point I will be able to just sit down and talk with him or see his work. And I think that if there was any way to get a hold of some of his archives, that would be incredibly important
yeah.
to digitize and to get out there for other researchers to see.
Yeah. Well, and of course the work of his mentor, Frank Salisbury, who we just lost a couple of years ago. One of the better books about a particular region and its regional sighting events, the Great Utah UFO Display.
Yeah, that's a great book.
Is a classic book, and it is centered around the Uinta Basin, basically.
It is, yeah, and he
yeah,
worked
it's
with
a book
Junior.
About all that stuff going on back in the 60s and 70s. Into the 80s. And Junior was right. He and Frank pretty much documented all that activity with some outside help.
They did. And I was fortunate enough to speak to Frank a couple times. And the last time I spoke to him, he was so happy. He was newly married and just right. in love. And I wanted to really pin him down and go up and videotape him and his thoughts. And he was just having too good of a time. So,
yeah,
which it's sad. I mean, he was such a brave person to yeah. have to risk his career to come out.
We were very fortunate to have him on the show.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yes, we did. I think one of his last appearances probably.
Yeah.
We have Erica Lukes, we have Chris O'Brien, we have Gene Steinberg, and a ton of questions and comments from listeners in our forums. Let us continue. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah. No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hey, this is Marie D. Jones, the author of This Book is from the Future, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
We continue with Erica Lukes and Gene and Chris. You know, Chris, we can focus on this for the rest of the show, but there are a bunch of questions from listeners. And some of it also focuses on women in ufology. And before we get to that, I wanted to give you some demographics, folks, about our show, about the Paracast, that might interest you, okay? Well, first of all, our maximum audience is from the ages of 25 through 64, which advertisers is numeral uno territory, okay?
Okay.
Only 15% of our audience has a high school degree or less, which means most attended college.
Well,
and a decent portion of a 4-year degree and a master's degree. Okay? A lot of people who listen to the show have incomes of over $50,000, and the largest portion is $100,000 to $149,000.
Well, okay,
so we have people here who make a lot of money. 60% of our audience is married, and the rest is the various divisions of not being married or being married no longer. But the largest portion of our audience is male. Don't have enough female audience. But isn't that what we see a lot too, Erica? Everywhere. So
yeah.
Most of the prominent UFO researchers we know about are men.
Mm-hmm.
The executives in major industries, most are men. The executives in UFO organizations are mostly men. But there are more women in this country than men. What's going on here, Erica Lukes?
Oh, Lord have mercy. That is just such a loaded question with lots of implications. But I think that, you know, I was raised by a single mother, And she was one of the first executives in Utah, and she worked her butt off and was paid, you know, a fraction of what the men were paid in this incredibly patriarchal society. And I know that what you see in ufology, I mean, there's no, except we don't get paid, but just it's a good old boys club. And that is absolutely true. And for me, being a woman and coming into this, it was shocking to see how much sexism there was, and comments that, you know, you the only reason you're getting ahead is because you're relatively attractive, or you're, you know, sleeping your way to the top, or you're doing this or you're doing that. And it was like, wait a minute, I don't think we talk about men like that. And what that's just, it's just ridiculous. And so for me, those things were difficult to deal with. And then you have people that have lower level political games in mind. And then it was just really, it's been an interesting and shocking and a nasty experience. But I think that if we, and I know I'm not alone in having these kind of experiences in ufology, I think that we need to address this and talk about it openly, and other women need to be supportive of each other. For me, I want to see younger people get involved in this field. I want to see more women. And for whatever reason, we're failing to engage a younger demographic. We have to figure out why, you know, what is it that we're not getting across? Why isn't there a good flow of communication that's exciting people? Well, we know when it comes to women, we don't see a lot of female faces. We don't have a lot of support. I think that organizations should absolutely support and protect the females in the organization. And I think unfortunately that isn't the case. So there.
Have you ever been treated in a way that makes you feel less of a person or not being given the proper degree of respect?
Absolutely. I mean, and that's one of the reasons, the main reason that I resigned as state director of MUFON.
Would you please explain?
Yeah, absolutely. When I first began doing this, I mean, you know, because we had the show, and I was, even though I just resigned, I was much more gung-ho and pro-MUFON and yada yada. But I was taking over the state directorship, building up a chapter, getting people involved and doing all of my duties. And then I also, as part of that, I was doing radio shows, and there was another person in MUFON that told me about this particular individual, and he was doing radio shows to support MUFON on this show. And so I would go on, and through a series of events, I realized that this person was definitely not playing with a full deck, was pretty abusive to certain people, and he began to harass me and do some really horrible things. And that MUFON headquarters knew about that, and they didn't really necessarily, not that I had asked them to, but take a stand on this or just say, we're not going here. But unfortunately, some of what this person was saying, which was typical for him to say about other people he'd worked with, those things got out, and they were used by a couple really naughty human beings to try to discredit me. And that was really just mind blowing. It was really painful. I think there was about a year there where there wouldn't be a night that I wouldn't just go to bed in tears, you know. And my family was affected because it was so hard. But then to know that MUFON chose not to stand up for me, and they also let that affect people on my team, my assistant state director and other people in Utah MUFON. And that was really, it was wrong. It was really wrong.
Can you be specific in any way about this abusive behavior so our listeners will understand?
You know, the abusive behavior was directed at me by a couple people who were in MUFON. And other than that, I don't want to necessarily, I'm so freaking, it was such a painful thing. They they know who they are. And people working around them know who they are, and MUFON headquarters, you know, like I said, they chose not to deal with the situation or to protect a volunteer who cared very deeply about doing the right thing and building the organization. So, and that's too bad, because that sets a bad precedent for other people coming into this, especially women.
What do you think can be done to make the UFO feel less of an old boys network, to be blunt about it?
Oh, Lord. I think what we really need...
Well, first, at least talk about it and agree on, I think, some bedrock issues. I think defining the problem and more heads are better than one. That's why, Erica, when you know, we initially spoke, I thought the idea of a woman's roundtable,
that's brilliant,
would be a good way to at least create a place where there is that potential for as open a dialogue as the participants are comfortable with. And I would love to have that on the Paracast, have yourself and we have any number of women who could be on a panel like that.
Kathleen Martin, I'm sure, would love.
Yeah, Kathleen, absolutely. Leslie, we mentioned Leslie Keene earlier. You know, there have been lots of women in the field, but they tend to keep their heads down. And a lot of them are very quiet in their work. The Barbara Lamb comes to mind.
You know, Chris, we need to break now, and then we'll go into
more. Okay, go ahead.
With Erica Lukes and Jean and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Yes.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast Jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So let's go back to the question that I posed to Erica Lukes in our previous segment here. What can be done to attract more women to the UFO field? Certainly, the men haven't been able to really get anything done, seriously. I mean, the UFO field, how much has been accomplished? I write about this all the time.
Not a lot.
Yeah, well, I look at MUFON. MUFON's been around since 1969, and they hold the seminars, and they have the monthly newsletters, and I read it and everything to find new cases. But I don't see they've made any progress, not a bit.
No.
All right, so how do we get women involved? How do we basically upset everything, or should we throw it all out and start over?
Oh, I think there are pros and cons to both of that. I think that there are some really good, hardworking people that have a lot of important things to share. And like, you know, Chris would say, they kind of keep their nose down, their heads down, and these are men and women because of the abuse that is rampant in the field. I can think of one researcher in particular who's a male who got out of this, who had some of the most important things to contribute to this subject of anybody I've ever met. It's directed at women, but it's abuse that runs rampant. And I think that we have to, as people wanting to make a change quickly, we have to be willing to all adhere to some ethical and professional standards. And that has been, I don't know if we've ever seen that in this field, because as one researcher says, it's the wild, wild west. Well, it doesn't have to be if people are willing to stand up and talk about it and to not accept abusive behavior or unethical treatment of other people. It can be done. I absolutely, and it has to be, because this subject is too important to let it get, you know, messed up by a few egomaniacs that really should go find another playground.
How's that? I'll tell you. You know, I often refer to the UFO field as toxic, but frankly, even Art Bell once said that. And Art Bell has had a pretty checkered history in recent years, but I've said it's toxic. And we talked before about the debate over Isaac Coy and everything and all these interactions. Of course, that's unfortunately part of our society now, our online society, where people go on Facebook or on Twitter and they scream and yell at one another, which is an outgrowth of the old Usenet news groups back in the 80s and 90s where people went online and they'd scream and yell at one another. I remember when I tried to have a civil conversation with somebody in Usenet, they said, "Why are you not attacking me?" And I said, "I don't do that." And he said, "This is a flame war. You flame me, I flame you." And I said, "No, I don't. Have a nice life." And that's where it ended.
Yeah. Well, Greer's meeting planner, one of our posters at forum.thefaircast.com, is wondering about all this. And if you saw his avatar, Greer dressed up as the Joker with the green hair, and it's talk about patronizing. The question is it patronizing that we are talking about women in ufology? So, surely we should be using the time to ask you about the phenomenon and trying to learn something about the cases. By using your time to talk about gender balance in the field, aren't we just reinforcing the stupid notion that it actually matters what gender you are?
Couldn't we give her
the same grace that we give other guests to use her time to educate us on paranormal stuff and impart her knowledge?
Those are nice comments. I mean, I appreciate
exactly.
that.
Exactly. You know, it sucks that we even have to talk about it in the first place, in other words.
Oh, it does. But, you know, and I've kind of had this feeling. I mean, I've gone back and forth. Oh, my God, do I address this? Do I let it go? How do I handle this? And I think, unfortunately, what we've seen are a majority of people that don't address things, and as a result, we get more and more dysfunction.
Well, I think it's the implication that what you're talking about has to do with some sort of perception of gender imbalance. And I think that's totally missing the point. I don't think what you're talking about has anything to do with some sort of, gender imbalance as being the issue. The issue is women are being treated unfairly, and they're being marginalized because there is an imbalance. All you're doing is pointing that out. You're not saying that it's good or bad. Just saying, look, there is an imbalance, and we need to talk about it. You know, I'm looking at our questions here, and there's some very good ones here that people, kind of started thinking a little bit. And I don't think we're going to be able to get to all of them, but there was one person on here that was wondering, are women better suited for certain things in the field, in ufology? And I always say, you bet. I had the very distinct pleasure of working with Rosemary Ellen Guiley in the field. We covered a number of cases in my old stomping grounds, the San Luis Valley. I took her around and she helped out on a number of cases, and I was absolutely blown away and humbled by this woman. Amazing. Just absolutely natural. Her encyclopedic knowledge, I was glad I was driving and holding the, I was her roadie, it was great. And I think, I've been around, other take charge women in the field too. Linda Howe, I mean, for years with, very much that way, to a fault. So I do think that there's, especially in the investigative end of all this, I do think that there's, women can accomplish certain things, I think, more effortlessly,
right,
with less effort, shall we say.
And I think it's true. I mean, we all have different skill sets, you know, men, women, individuals. And so I think one of the big problems that I've seen kind of looking at this whole field objectively is the fact that a lot of people that come into this field have a certain skill set. And that skill set is getting down and doing research and looking at minute details and doing things like that, but they don't have a skill set of necessarily maybe interacting with other individuals or making witnesses feel comfortable or safe. Or dealing with the media and getting the information from point A to point B in an effective manner. And so I think what we need to do is really find people that have specific skill sets and then work together so we're each contributing our best qualities.
Right.
To get this out there, and I think that's, you know, I'm every day I'm finding a new person that I can work with that I can compliment and we can help each other, and it's really a cool thing to do.
Well, and you know, in a perfect world, I mean, that's the way it really is. We just haven't quite rediscovered all the connecting points. You know, we're all in this together. It should be one big team effort. You know, it should be a bunch of musketeers, you know, pulling together, you know, one for all for one. I mean, it really should be. I've always felt, out of all the things in life that I can be utopian about, this would be the one.
Exactly.
I'll indulge myself.
And I will say that I was so impressed, and you were so kind to send me your data. And that's exactly how we should all be. We should be willing to pick up the phone and talk to people and just share thoughts and ideas. And when people are not willing to do that, when they're not transparent with their information, when they're not, when they're kind of ego driven, I mean, that stands out. And I think now is an important time to focus. I mean, we can kind of separate the wheat from the chaff, and I think you two both do a great job at doing that. And that's
we important. Also need to separate these announcements.
Okay.
Isn't that a horrible segue? With Gene, Chris, and Erica, you're in
the Bearcast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.